There are things that we can control that help mitigate the risks of the things that we can't control.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Hello, welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer, and excited to have another solo podcast episode. Hey, if there's any topics, by the way, you want me to talk about, we post on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I'm on social media, so connect with me there. But go ahead and tell me, hey, I'd like to hear about this topic. I want to know your thoughts about this, or send me an email. My email is todd@enduriscapital.com. So you can send me an email as well. Look, I want to talk today about some of the lies we tell ourselves. And we oftentimes sell ourselves lies. And it's usually because we're, you know, afraid of doing something, we're procrastinating doing something. We just get into a funk, whatever it might be, but it usually has, honestly, it has to do with either laziness, that we're telling ourselves lies and we're just kind of want to stay stuck at where we're at, or we just have fear and we don't necessarily think of it as fear. A lot of times the fear that we have, we just don't think about it as fear. But that's what it is. It's fear that's gripping us. It's holding us back from actually doing something better, actually doing something greater than what we're doing right now. So one of the first lies that I think I hear a lot is I don't have time. I don't have time to do something. And it's not about the time. It's about the priorities. It's about how you're setting your time up in the day. I can remember my father-in-law asking me how I have so much time to do renovations on my house. I was remodeling my entire house and, you know, working a full-time job, got kids, the whole works. And he's trying to do some projects too. And he's asking me how I have the time. And it's not that I had more time in the day than him. He's a busy guy. I'm a busy guy, right? We're both busy people, but it's the priorities. It's how I set that priority up. The job needed to get done and it was going to get done. So I'm not saying what he was doing. I don't know what he was doing with his time. He does a lot of things, but what I was making sure I did is I'm not going to watch TV, right? I'm not going to be distracted going out and hanging out with friends when I need to get things done. I'm not going to, I'm going to set my time up to where I can focus to the day. The second I get done with my work day, I can jump on to fixing up the house, making sure I'm spending time with the kids when appropriate. But then when I have that extra free time, we're working on the house. The other thing that I did is I prioritized to where it was a mess, but I would keep the tools that I needed to work on, the materials that I needed to work with, very organized right next to where I was working. And so I didn't have to go and find things again. It was right there. And so that way, and here's the other thing, like the time, I don't have enough time. It's taking that extra minute or two that you have and actually utilizing it towards your goal. So we might not have 2 hours to focus on working on the house, but do we have 10 minutes and can we get something productive done within those 10 minutes? Does it make sense to do? And you have to ask yourself that question. So if you're trying to start a business, a side hustle, you got to say, okay, do I have time to do the research right now? It's only 10 minutes, but is that worth my time? And for the most part, I would say, yes, it's worth your time, even though you're going to start and you're going to stop. And it's kind of frustrating that you can't focus for 2 hours on it, but it gives you a chance to push forward just a little bit further. So we have to make sure we're prioritizing our day and stop making the excuse of, I don't have time. The next one is saying it's out of my control. Certainly there's things that are out of your control, right? We can't control what the government does. I couldn't control that interest rates went up faster than they've ever gone up in history and higher than you could ever imagine. You know, all the expert pundits were saying that, you know, they're going to go up. I mean, the worst of the worst was 300 basis points to go up 500 basis points, right? So I can't control certain things that happen, but there's plenty that I can control. So If you're always making the excuses, it's out of my control. I can't control that. You have to re-look at what's happening. Certainly, again, there's things that we can't control, but there are things that we can control that help mitigate the risks of the things that we can't control. And so it shouldn't hold us back from moving forward. I can't control if the government enacts a rent control. I mean, I could do my part to fight against it, but I can't control that in my business. But what I can control is how I buy my assets. I can control the location of my assets. So if I know a city is already talking about it, and I know they're leaning towards it, and I know the type of government that they have, I can choose not to invest in that city if I don't want to invest in a city with rent control, right? I can choose to not invest in that location. I can choose a different location, or I can choose that location and go, well, what could happen if rent control is implemented? And how can I actually make sure that it works in my business plan for it, right? So those are things that I can control. I can still underwrite my deals properly. I can get good financing, all those types of things. So control what you can control, understand what you can control, understand what you can't control, and then understand how you can work with the things that are really out of your control to mitigate the risk, to be able to move forward, to not, you know, I think a lot of people just kind of stop because they're not in full control. So that, again, it comes back to that fear. You can't let that stop you. You have to take responsibility for what you can control and take action for what you can control, right? And mitigate the risk on what you can't control. The other thing is, you know, it's not my fault. And I think there's times where, again, it's certainly not your fault, but what is your fault and how can you learn from it? So it's not to put blame on yourself and feel sorry for yourself, but it is to take responsibility and go, look, that's on me. And I made these decisions. I did these actions and that's 100% on me. And here's what I'm doing next time to be different. This is what I've learned from it. So I think that's really important that not only do you take responsibility for it, but you say, this is what I've learned from it. And if you have people working underneath you and they make mistakes, you still got to look at it and say, okay, well, maybe it's directly not your fault. Maybe you didn't push that button, right, directly. But what did you do that didn't prepare the person properly so that they didn't push the wrong button, right? Did you have the right controls in place? Did you have the right process in place? Did you train them properly? Did you hire the proper person? All that kind of stuff. So again, take responsibility. It is your fault if you are a business owner. It is your fault for most of the things that do happen. Take responsibility for it. Take full control of it. And I think that's going to make you probably make less mistakes or less severe mistakes. Maybe we're still going to make a ton of mistakes, but less severe mistakes. And it's going to help you push forward and learn from it instead of blaming it on somebody else, not learning at all from it and just being stuck in the same pattern or get that victim mentality that just puts you down and doesn't lift you up. So it is your fault. Take responsibility. Take control of what you're doing. I'll start tomorrow. Again, that kind of goes back to the I don't have time. I'll start tomorrow. Look, you're not going to start tomorrow. Start today. Start it right now. If you want to stop eating crappy, start today. Don't say I'm going to have that cookie today because I'm going to start tomorrow. If you're going to want to start working out, don't say I'll start tomorrow. I'm going to go get that gym membership tomorrow. No, start right now because it won't happen tomorrow. And even if it does, you've been so used to procrastination. You've been so used to saying I'll start tomorrow that when you do finally start, you're not committed because you're just like, oh, that was tough. I'm going to pick it back up in a couple days, right? Because you've already had that kind of mentality and you continue to trick your brain into thinking it's coming tomorrow. It's coming tomorrow. It's coming tomorrow. It's these empty promises. You keep on lying to yourself and yourself doesn't trust you. And so if you want to start something, start it right now. If you say, I'm going to lose weight. Okay. What actions do you need to take today? Not tomorrow. What actions do you need to take today to lose weight? If you say, hey, I'm going to start reading books to learn about real estate investing, but I'm going to start that tomorrow. No, go get the book right now, right? Go to Amazon or wherever you want to get your book and go order it today, right now, right? And start educating yourself. Go to the library. If you even want to take even more charge, instead of just ordering the book, or go ahead and order the book, but also go to the library, pick it up and start reading it at the library that day, to where when it finally gets to your house, you've already had a head start, right? Or you read a different book already. Start right now. Okay. You're obviously listening to this podcast, so you have started, but there's other things that you haven't started that you're doing. That's important, right? The other lie I hear a lot of people, and again, this is an excuse. This is a validation, I think, more than anything, a lot of times, is money isn't important. Money is very important. You don't have to make money your God. In fact, don't make money your God, but money is important. It's a value, and it's not going to become unimportant. It pays for your bills. It pays for, you know, if you got kids and a spouse and all that kind of stuff, it's important. Put clothes on your back and food on the table and a house, right? All that kind of stuff. So absolutely. Money is important. The other thing that money can do is, if you have enough of it, you can start to give it away and you can start to really make an impact and a difference in the world. And how cool would that be when, you know, your church or, you know, an organization that you really find close to your heart says they need some money, and you're like, hey, yep, I got some money that I can donate. I got $100,000. I got $500,000. I got $1 million. We're going to donate that. We're going to help push this project forward. We're going to help with the mission of either this charity, the church, whatever it is, and we're going to make a big impact. So is money important? Absolutely. The people that have that money is not important mindset, it's because, again, they're trying to blame their issue, make an excuse for their issue of not having money, right? They don't have money. They say it's not important. That's a validation to them to say, that's why I'm just not doing anything, right? That's why I'm not successful. That's why I'm not making money. That's why I'm not charging enough for, you know, the services that I provide, whatever it might be. Understand, again, it's not God, right? It is not that important, but it is a big factor in your life and in other people's lives. You can make a big impact with the money. It's a tool, and it's an important tool to be able to use. That's like a construction worker saying, hey, my tools aren't important, right? I don't need that table saw. I don't need that skill saw. It's just not important. I'm going to use the handsaw instead. How many jobs do you think he's going to get if he or she uses a handsaw to cut all their lumber versus skill saw? Same thing with a hammer. Hey, I'm just going to buy this hammer. Or I'm not even going to buy a hammer. I'm just going to use my hand, and where I'm going to pound the nail in with my hand, right? It's never going to happen, right? We got to buy the hammer, or better yet, we're going to buy the nail gun, and we're going to use the right tools. So it is important to discount it, say it's not important. It's not going to be the case. You know, and the last one, the lies we tell ourselves, I'll be happy when. Look, you're not going to be happy when. If you're not happy with the current life that you have and you're not making any changes, you're not going to be happy, right? So get your mindset right. Get yourself right. And then create, you know, that kind of, I guess, inner peace, for lack of better words. And understand that in the circumstances that you have, there's always going to be challenges, right? You can become wealthy. You're still going to have challenges. And by the way, if you have a poor mindset, if you have big challenges when you're not wealthy, they become bigger when you are. And so you can't wait until you're happy. Can't wait until you're ready. You have to start, you know, you have to start making the difference right now. All right. So I guess that's all. There's plenty, probably more lies we tell ourselves. Think about what lies you're telling yourself to hold you back. What's holding you back? And what are you telling? What's the story you're telling that's holding yourself back and not helping you push forward into a better place? It's easy to do. It's easy to get complacent. It's easy to tell lies. We're surrounded with other people all day, every day, that are telling all these lies and many more to themselves, right? I'm not confident. I'm not charismatic. I'm you know, not good enough, whatever it is, right? We're telling ourselves these lies that hold us back, that keep us from achieving something greater than it is, than we have right now. All right, so that's it for today's episode. You have a fantastic rest of the day. Make every day Saturday.
Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate you being a loyal listener. Say, I would love to have you go on to our Facebook page and subscribe. Give us a thumbs up. Go on to iTunes or wherever you listen and give us a rating and review. Don't forget to subscribe. But your rating and review just helps us push this out to more and more people and continue to grow our audience and hopefully positively affect a ton of people out there that really need this and want this. So the other thing I've got for you is a free ebook on my website. So go on to VentureDProperties.com, VentureDProperties.com, and download our free ebook on real estate and on syndication. And I've got some data points in there, some really good stuff for you. So I'd love to have you take a look at that. It's free. I'm not expecting anything from it. And also, look, if you want some help in multifamily, want some help learning, growing, getting your business off the ground, I would love to talk to you about what it would look like to work with me potentially and see if that's a good fit. So you can go to coachwithdex.com and check that out, and we can definitely have a call. Thanks a lot for listening. You make it a fantastic rest of the day. I'll catch you on the next episode.